This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies
free. The eagle flies free. Welcome to What's On Your Minds. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for the one and only Scott Henin. Happy Monday on this beautiful, beautiful day. And I want to let that song play a little bit because you can just look across the big body of water, the Atlantic, and see what's going on, obviously, in Ukraine, China, Russia. And do you ever really just take a moment? I know many of you do, but I'm going to ask you today to take some extra time and just say, thank God I was born an American.
Every morning, brother.
Thank God. See, praise every God morning. To you, but every I think there's a lot of people that this is a, you know, I talk about freedom so much, but it's also when you're born here, it's free to be a U.S. citizen. And when things are free, you just sort of take it for granted, right? You don't really appreciate the fact that, hey, wait a second, there's people out there on the front lines that they will never meet that have given up their lives to preserve and protect your liberty and your freedom. And right now we live in the greatest nation in the world. Now, there may be some things to say about our leadership at the current moment, knowing that the State of the Union is going to take place tomorrow night. We've been talking throughout the show today in regards to what do you want to hear from President Joe Biden tomorrow night at the State of the Union. And one of the big conversations that's been happening is you look at the President of the United States. You look at jobs in the oil industry, right? Everyone's saying, hey, no one wants to go work. I was talking to somebody from Williston last week, and he said, Chris, I've got a company here right now. He's willing to hire 20, 21-year-olds. $120,000 is the start. He goes, pay him $150,000, right? I mean, these are great, great jobs. You want to walk out of college, no debt, buy a house, live the American dream. It's all possible thanks to the energy industry. And yet, we've got a president of the United States that's destroying it. I mean, literally putting policies in place that hinder, destroy the American energy independence, which we had under President Trump. First time in, 70 years we're actually exporting oil, and yet we're empowering a dictator like Putin by the Nord Stream, by now having the situation take place in Ukraine. Didn't happen under President Trump. Putin sat in his little Moscow house and said, I'm not going to do anything because I know that we've got a big bodyguard sitting at the door, right?
And when you say why, well, why? Because, first of all, Trump's not a globalist. I mean, Trump is just, Trump's Trump, but you look at Biden, Putin, Xi, all of these dictators and oligarchs that are around them. This is where the money is being grabbed right now. This is the why. Why is all this going? Money. Money. And remember what Trump said?
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
So, with that, why? Well, who's got the money, big guy?
Well, and I think there's something to be said that we're going to get to that. Pete Buttigieg, our Secretary of Transportation, once said, hey, I understand that oil prices are going up, but gosh, if everyone's got an EV, an electric vehicle, they won't need gas anymore. He literally said that in the interview.
How much are those cars exactly, Pete? Do they have a used lot anywhere that I can go look? What a tool.
Let's bring into our guest, our expert on this topic, and that's why we're setting this up. He's the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. If you want to call into the show and ask some questions, because this conversation is so important to our state and our nation and really the globe, because obviously we understand oil is traded on global markets, The number to call in, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Now, Ron hosted a beautiful Ag and Energy Alliance education session last week. We're going to get into that. But, Ron, first off, happy Monday. Welcome to the show. And I got to just start
Welcome back to the show.
Been
here a few times.
I want to ask you this question that we've been talking about so far today is why would the President of the United States want to destroy his own energy industry?
Well, good morning, guys. You find anything to talk about today?
Hey, buddy. Let's talk about the nice weather, right?
So I'm sitting here giggling, but it's actually a very sad commentary. The fact that I woke up this morning and, you know, I saw a story in the Bismarck Tribune about some coal plants in Montana, Wyoming border that were going to have to pay $1 billion because of their climate injustice, and that maybe was put on hold for a little bit because of a Louisiana judge. And you know, and then I see the Summit carbon pipeline, the opposition in Iowa, because they want to use that potentially for enhanced oil recovery, and they don't want any part about it. So much of this stuff is self-inflicted. And you think about the unbelievable resources that we have here in this country and what world wars are fought about. And then you look at Ukraine and you look at the incredible natural resources that they have in terms of agriculture, energy, you know, lithium, rare earth elements, and the fact that in America we can supply our friends and allies with energy. What a gift to them. And here we are as a country trying to diminish and weaken ourselves. And I was fortunate about 10 months ago to have former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo here for 2 days, and I had spent a lot of time with him. And he told me at that time, he says, we had Russia on their knees because we had cut the energy prices. We had cut we were cutting into their ability to supply energy to, you know, Ukraine and others and Europe, and we've just given it all away. And if you look back to when Putin has been active, that's when oil is at $100 because he can finance his efforts then. So, you know, what we do as a country here every day matters, and we need to just look at Europe, understand, you know, for John Kerry last week to say one of the tragedies of this Russian war is that we're going to take the eye off global climate change initiatives in Europe and other places. And we, I don't know, guys, I don't know where we're going wrong, but I got something that we ran in the newspapers across the state this week about North Dakota's oil and gas impacts. 26.4% of the state's GDP, 16.8% of the state's employment, 23.2% of the state's wages, and 50% of the tax revenues paid in the entire state of North Dakota. And we don't think energy matters. We don't think agriculture matters. And that's one thing we learned last week in the ag, energy, oil. The oil and ag discussion is that these folks are after all of us. We're all price takers, not price makers, and we've got to all stand together.
But can you speak to, and I'm going to share with you my theory, and you can poke holes in it, but I want you to really speak to why would the President of the United States destroy one of the most industrious industries in the nation? I mean, we had the gentleman who runs the Federal Reserve out of Minneapolis when he was up at the Williston Economic Development Conference or the oil conference that you put on, and he said, look, everyone thinks Facebook is this great, you know, technological innovation. This was a few years ago. He goes, well, people don't realize that the greatest technological innovation that's happened in the last decade is fracking. I mean, what's been able to take place in the world of petroleum has been the greatest tech innovation in who knows how long. So I want to come back to, and this is my theory, and you may go, Chris, you know, come on, come back to earth. But I look at what the Democrats did to the NRA. I mean, the NRA gave, what, $20 million or so, maybe it was more than that, to Trump's campaign in 2016. They filed this lawsuit. They're caught up with attorneys. The NRA didn't give any money to Trump in 2020. Is this a thing where they're just going to say, look, we're going to make gas, you know, cost prohibitive, where everyone's going to have to go to EVs because no one's going to spend $8 a gallon? And are they trying to destroy fossil fuel companies? Because my presumption is fossil fuel companies donate most of their money to Republicans.
Well, Chris, that guy who said that, by the way, was Neel Kashkari, the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, who knows a truer thing about economic policy. I think part of your concept is on track, and you can't make some of these other initiatives, climate, carbon, wind, solar, the things that they seem to want economic if you have low energy prices. And so having higher energy prices is, you have to jump to that conclusion at some point, is that they want those form of energy prices so then they can implement their policies. And of course, you know, we're seeing that same thing in North Dakota, is we're you know, harder and harder to try and support candidates who you support personally or business wise. But on the big picture, you know, they're doing the same thing to us with cutting financing for fossil fuels.
Yes.
Financing through banks, financing through ESG requirements, financing through all of these different things. That policy is stemming out of the appointees in Washington. Congressman Kramer, Senator Kramer, has been a huge advocate pushing back on the big bank policies to restrict access of capital flowing to places like the Bakken.
You know what? Thank you for reminding me about that. I forgot about that. It's such an important piece of this puzzle. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit more about that, about how the banks are not being pressed by central banks and policy to limit capital input. So much more with Ron Nespa, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, coming up right after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The team, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. It's all about wellness. And I'll tell you, if you want to spend winter in the North Country, you've got to do it with a Hot Spring Spa, a Finley Osana, or all of the above. You know, it just makes winter bearable. it makes winter doable. I mean, and in the summer, it's about the wellness because, you know, you want to get that fever up a little bit, get that internal temp up a little bit. Guess what? You're killing bugs. You're killing viruses. You're sweating toxins. And they can bring a Finley sauna, infrared or the traditional, right into your garage. Plug it into the wall. Set it up. You're getting your sweat on right there. And nothing wrong with having a hot spring spa in the backyard or in the gazebo, if you know what I'm saying. Find out more at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, number2.com. If you're in Fargo, right on 13th Avenue. If you're heading into West Fargo, right by Spitfire, say hi to Vince and Dan and the team there when you go in and tell them we sent you.
Like a bundle of wellness.
Oh, man.
Bundle of wellness. Welcome back. I want to get right through this because I feel like I could talk to this gentleman for 2 hours today. He is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Nass. Ron, thanks for sticking around with us for another segment. I wish we had more time, but you brought up such an incredible point that I think, at least in my opinion, many people don't really pay a lot of attention to. Can you go back to this piece around what banks are trying to do via the ESG scores to limit access to capital for fossil fuel companies?
Chris, this has been going on for a number of years now, and just to put it in perspective, what I call full throttle Bakken, those like pre-COVID Bakken, 55 drilling rigs, 25 completion crews, takes about $20 million a day of capital to run, to basically invest in the Bakken. That is well out ahead of your skis if you're anybody, right? You're betting on the future. So today, the access to capital has become extremely limited, and via COVID, via the significant impacts on the oil and gas industry, investors are really not financing out future growth. They're financing only on your ability to stay within capital and grow your return to your shareholders, which, you know, may be wise at some point. But there are more and more of these capital funds, including across the country, funds that are divesting themselves of fossil fuels. And basically, trillions of dollars are now sitting on the side saying, no, we're not putting these funds into fossil fuels. We're not doing this. And that pressure just continues to grow and grow and grow. And, of course, you got young investors across the East Coast and all these financial firms and markets, big banks. Senator Cramer has been bringing the heads of the big banks to North Dakota to really impress upon them. North Dakota is a place that at the end of the day is going to make the cleanest barrel of oil in the world. We think Bakken today is that. But more importantly, we cannot just leave our oil and gas, coal infrastructure behind. We're going to end up in a desperately short situation with reliable, affordable energy, and we're all going to pay more at the pump.
So, Dan, are you supporting? I know the Commerce Department's been talking a lot about, hey, we're going to be ESG friendly, and obviously this net zero 2030. Is that something that you're a big proponent of, or are you a little bit leery of?
Well, I think we should all be leery of it. The reality is, though, that, you know, consumers want the cleanest form of energy that you can possibly make that's still affordable and reliable. We think that's still oil, natural gas, coal, with supplements of renewables and everything else. But we as a state can be nimble. I think that we could do things here, you know, to add value to agriculture by utilizing North Dakota natural gas. We can, there's a lot of opportunities here. But at the end of the day, we have to watch the real agenda of the progressives is to essentially attempt to end or diminish. You know, that's why they started blocking pipelines. You know, what we have done and what this president could do today is he could walk out into the White House, and he could make a big statement about, you know, support for Dakota Access Pipeline, restarting Keystone Pipeline. Yeah. How about issuing some federal leases, calling American energy producers to step up and, you know, begin investing back into energy. Internationally, over the past 7 years, investment in oil and gas is down 50%. Those are huge numbers. You just don't turn that ship the other direction. So we are putting ourselves in a supply-demand crunch across the world, and we're going to experience high energy prices for a long time if we don't begin to transition now to a mindset that we want to become energy dominant again.
I mean, it's really, thank you so much, Ron, for sharing this information, because it is so valuable. And then you look at the fact that we're still importing Russian gas in the, you know, the northeast of our own nation. You've got the Nord Stream 2 that was signed up by the administration. So my question, I want to get your take on this, is last night I saw Saudi Arabia confirms its commitment to the OPEC Plus agreement with Russia. Are they just going to say, hey, look, we're not going to see Russia as a bad actor, and we're going to continue to line their pockets with $100 oil, or what are they saying?
Well, I think we've made all that possible, Chris, by diminishing our role in energy across the world, publicly stating that as we rolled out a new administration a year ago. What were the first things we did? We went after, we took big hits at oil and natural gas infrastructure. We basically told the world, you know, we're going to relinquish our position, and our allies and others need to begin looking elsewhere for energy. So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, OPEC can't meet their quotas on what they're talking about today for oil production. So, you know, I did interview after interview last Thursday and Friday, and, you know, what's this mean for the Bakken? We got $100 oil. I said, it doesn't mean a thing. We can't. There's not just some big valve that we turn. These are long-term investments. These are big projects now. You can't just go out. You're going to go out and try and produce every well, certainly to the extent you can. But this is a policy decision that we've made to turn the ship the other direction. We got to get it going back the right direction.
Boy, you just read my mind. So you're saying that now oil is hovering around $100. That doesn't mean anything for the Bakken and increasing production and more money for North Dakota State coffers, or?
Well, certainly it means more money for the North Dakota State coffers because the tax is a gross tax off the value of the product. So, you know, you're going to get 10% off of a $90 barrel of oil versus 10% off of a $75 barrel of oil. But it doesn't mean that you're going to see substantial increase in production, because it just now it's a game of research and technology and investment and infrastructure and becoming more efficient. We are 15 years into the Bakken. There are not just, you know, there's not another Bakken out there named the Chris Burke Formation a mile below the Bakken. So we got to, it's all about, you know, utilizing the tools of EERC and the research and all of those things. There's just not big opportunities out there. It's a long-term play, and it's like that across the country, other than the Permian, where you can ramp things up probably. We don't have the capital. A, we don't have the workforce. We need workers worse than you could imagine. And of course, the challenges of inputs today, pipe and everything else. But ultimately, it's that drive and that push and that policy to want to go out and grow and value that.
Yeah, Ryan, as you know, we've got a hard break coming up here. I wish I had another 30 minutes with you. So quickly, if you don't mind, you did a great thing last week where you had this sort of Ag Energy Alliance conversation taking place. One of the speakers was Tim Penny. He's from United Energy Training, talking about carbon marketing. We talked a little bit about that earlier. Sorry, but I'm sure you hear the music. But carbon marketing, can you give us a quick 10-second, 15-second synopsis?
Fascinating topic on how North Dakota really understands what's coming in the world. And like it or not, we're going to see changes. We're going to see values for carbon. And it's got to be mapped. So, great up.
Wow. Ron, thank you so much. I hope we talk to you again soon. Keep up the great work. Stick around. Much more coming up right here on What's on Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Talks between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Belarus began just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Ukraine's delegation includes several high-ranking officials. The country demanded an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops in the lead-up to the meeting. Russia is expected to counter with an immediate surrender by Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is claiming war crimes by Russian soldiers.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case that could hinder the Biden administration's effort to combat the climate change theory. Monday's arguments are taking up an appeal from 19 states and coal companies over Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Talking home cooking, grab and go convenience. Every lunch, every location, homemade. And I'm the best French dip I've ever had at the Valley City. We were on the way to Sturgis last year, a couple years ago. Man, from scratch, that thin shaved roast beef, and it was fantastic. They do that on occasion. Lunch specials at every location, every day. Grab and go convenience, home cooking, always the 4 for $4 if you're not down for the special. It's a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, and a couple of cookies for $4. Every day, all day at all PetroServe locations. PetroServe USA, always helping America fuel better.
Love it. All right, let's get to some phone calls. Then we're going to bring in our guest to talk about the Great American Bike Race coming up. Quick, let's get to Dana in Bismarck. Dana, what's on your mind? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Chris, everyone else.
Good morning.
I've been listening this morning on Joe Biden's actions against our country, and everyone's got it pegged now. The United States seems to be second place for him. You know, it's not just the oil and the gas. It's the fertilizer, and it's the food. It's almost every product you look at the shelf, the prices are just through the roof on them. And I'm just wondering... you know, like Ron Ness just said, it takes so much more time to get this Bakken and get our oil back into production to take care of ourselves. And maybe we should focus a little more on us, America, before taking care of the rest of the world. And also, wasn't Joe Biden's son kind of heavily involved in Ukraine a couple of years back here with liquefied natural gas? Creating the billions and billions of dollars in their pockets. Is that kind of
he was involved with Burisma, which we all know that name because of what was going on in some elections. And many people forget that it was the Moscow mayor's wife that ended up giving, I think it was, what, $3.5 million to little Biden. And you know, no one's really talking about that. Sorry, go ahead, Dana.
And then also, like, the president of Ukraine was on the news this morning, and he is asking Biden for support. And don't quote me on this, but it said something to the fact that he says we need bullets and boots on the ground, not a ride to run away. Because Joe Biden wanted to give them support so they could evacuate the country. You know, where is the strength in this country? Where is caring about us and actually being Americans instead of just, it's all money for themselves? All this money, all these higher prices, it's all got to do with the COVID money. And, you know, don't blame it on the unemployed or the PPP payments. because they got a drop in the bucket of the total amount printed. The total amount of the money went to the banks, it went to real estate, and it went to the states. And the people have to pick it up all the... Well, that's true. We didn't even get $2 trillion. Yep. We kept $900 million back of what the people were supposed to get. And all you hear is the lazy unemployed and the lazy workers that, you know, don't want to have the business that got destroyed because of this. I mean, it's not their fault. We need a real leader.
Amen to that.
Yeah, we were talking earlier in the show that I think Biden is sort of like the Neville Chamberlain today, right? Yes. We're all waiting around for, like, Winston Churchill to show up. But I just, one of the things I want to invite you to think about here is this, is that you look at a lot of this money that's going out in regards to immigration, district attorneys, things of that nature. A lot of those, what are called NGOs, non-government organizations, so NGOs are being funded with our tax dollars, but a lot of those are being run by George Soros organizations. I only bring that up because Dana's asking why and what are we doing. If you look at what George Soros did to the British pound a long time ago, it may tie some of this together. Again, I don't want to get too far ahead of things or extrapolate too much into the future, but I think history repeats itself. It's important that you know George Soros' background is dealing with currencies. You can't continue to print this kind of money and think that nothing's going to happen to the U.S. dollar when you know China and Russia will have nothing more than not to have the U.S. dollar be the world reserve. And so, again, where does that lead us? Only God knows at this point. I think it's important that you understand it, though, so that you can understand the pattern of what's potentially coming and put yourself in a position so that, hey, if something goes awry, you have been educated and put yourself in a position to protect yourself, hedge yourself against who knows what. Who knows what? All right, let's get to our special guest here and talk about some fun stuff here for a moment this morning and what makes America great, such as, I love this name right now because we needed it, the Great American Bike Race. Sarah Haugen, Executive Director at Sanford Health Foundation in Bismarck, joining us now to talk all about that. Sarah, welcome to the show. It's a beautiful day, so it is actually somewhat nice to be talking about riding a bike. I don't think we could have done that a couple weeks ago.
No, it's pretty great. The timing worked out awesome, and I'm super happy I get to talk about something much more fun.
Yes, me too. So tell us a little bit about the Great American Bike Race. When's registration open? How do we get involved? What is it for?
Yeah, so the Great American Bike Race, or GABR, as we call it, is in its 26th year. Registration is open now, today. And the race is going to be held on Saturday, April 30th. The dollars that we raise through the Great American Bike Race, or GABR, 100% of it goes to help support kids in our community that live with conditions that permanently affect their development, things like cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, just to name a couple. It helps them buy the stuff that they need to live their everyday life.
I love that. So how do you register? Can you go out and get donations? For example, if I said, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to ride X amount of miles, does that help increase my donations, or how can I raise as much money as possible?
So a GABR is actually a indoor spin bike race. So we load up the event center this year with 70 to 100 spin bikes, one for every team. And then team members take turns riding in 20-minute heats and try and go as fast and as far as they can in those 20 minutes. Registration all happens online at gabber.sanfordhealth.org. And that's where most of our donations come through, too. But we've got lots of riders who get creative and host all kinds of fundraisers out and about in the community between now and April.
And how do people then go about signing up? Can you do, how many people can be part of the team? How does that work?
Yeah, so up to 15 people can register on the team.
Wow.
12 of those people will ride. So we host 12 heats. Registration online is at gabber.sanfordhealth.org. So
and can you just spell out GABR? I'm sorry, can you just spell out it's go ahead.
It's an acronym for Great American Bike Race. So GABR.sanfordhealth.org.
GABR, GABR, GABR.sanfordhealth.org. Sir, we're going to give you the final word here. Anything else you want to add or share for people?
No, not really. I think just register today. We need your guys' help now more than ever. The past 2 years of COVID and virtual events have done us zero favors. And so, more than ever before, we need the community to rally and support these kids.
And when is it again?
Saturday, April 30th at the Bismarck Event Center.
Oh, so we got some time to get people signed up. So, yeah, go ahead and check out that website. We got some time there. But, again, teams of up to 15 raise some money for the kiddos and great, great stuff. Sarah, thank you very much. We appreciate the time and the insight.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
God bless and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful day. All right, when we come back, I'm not sure exactly when we're going to break, but I think it's in a minute or so. But I want to give out the phone number here to the show because we want to continue to talk about the State of the Union, right? The State of the Union address is tomorrow night. We've been visiting now about the energy situation that's happening across our great state, across the nation, across the globe. So if you want to call into the show and share your point of view on, hey, here's what I think Joe Biden should say tomorrow night or whatever it is you want to talk about because it is called What's on Your Mind. The number is 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Brady. He is in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Bienvenidos, Brady.
Buenos días, señor.
Sí, buenos días, amigo. Muchas gracias por su tiempo.
¿Qué pasó?
Mucho, mucho. Háblame, por favor. Háblame.
Yeah, I'm done now.
What do you got, buddy? El Presidente.
Oh, man. Beep.
Sorry.
Por favor, limpia. Keep it clean, man.
Okay, well, one quick question. Out of three people that are the heads of the country, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, or Vladimir Putin, which man is standing up for his people?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Brady. Say that one more time, sir.
Of the three leaders of the countries, Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, or Vladimir Putin, which one of them are taking care of their people and protecting their people?
I mean, I would say none of them.
None of them.
And I know you're going to say Putin, but you can't say Putin. No, the ruble is at a penny. I mean, the ruble is just getting decimated today. So how is he protecting his people?
Because the ones that were supposed to be granted independence in 2014, when Obama and Soros did the coup, and they were supposed to grant independence to the Donbass region. That's what this war is all about. All Zelensky had to do was say, I'm going to go as neutral and grant independence to Donetsk and Luhansk in the Donbass region. We wouldn't have any of this. This is ludicrous. What do you expect a guy like Vladimir to do? Just say, like, here, oh, in Vegas, what if Mexico was putting missiles on the border right now? Ukraine's not even a member of NATO. What would you do?
Yeah, but the thing is that Ukraine's not doing anything aggressive, right? And the problem that we're having right now is the fact back in 1994, Ukraine gave up their nukes because Russia said, hey, guess what? We'll never invade you. So if you give up your nukes, we agree that we'll never invade you. And now look what's happening. This is where I hope people will start to understand that, look, when you're dealing with dictators, and can we let Brady go? Thank you very much. Muchas gracias por su tiempo, Brady. When we're dealing with dictators, okay, you look at China, look what's going on with, obviously, Putin and these guys. Remember, China said, oh, okay, give us Hong Kong. You're always going to have your autonomy. We're going to live happily. No. And look what happens now. Hong Kong is no longer autonomous, right? They no longer have their freedom. Same thing happened with Ukraine. Ukraine says, hey, we'll give up our nukes as long as Russia promises they're never going to invade us. Well, of course, that never works when you're dealing with dictators that want to go out there and basically run the world. So hopefully people are waking up, and this is why I think Kevin brought up the great example earlier in the show around the bodyguards, that this is why President Trump didn't get us into wars, made people stop being aggressive across the world. Even China was starting to, you know, fall prey to this because of the tariffs and things that were happening in manufacturing there, that you've got to have peace through strength. This is, I think, a big reason why President Trump initiated Space Force. If you were to sit down with Senator Kevin Cramer and ask him, hey, what keeps you up at night? One of the things he's going to share with you is the fact that Russia and China, I mean, kicking our tail when it comes to what's happening in the space war or the area of space warfare. I mean, kicking our tail. And so that's why I think you've got to be able to go and put the Space Force in place so that we can continue to have peace through strength. When we come back, love to hear your point of view. What's on your mind? Number to call in, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. And we may even get a chance to touch on your freedom. So important, it's at stake today.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsta blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Monday edition. About ready to kick February to the curb here. Welcome March in tomorrow. Marching into March. Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Not nearly the inventory we'd like, but there is some inventory. Hurry before they're gone. And if you want what you want, you're looking at maybe ordering a new vehicle for summer, a new truck, get in there now. You get what you want, and then you just gotta, you know, it's like everything else in this day and age. You gotta get on the docket. They've got over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs as well, all clearly marked, ready to go. There's some 0% money out there, some great, amazing purchase allowances too for well-qualified buyers. Find out more. Call with any questions. 701-214-6372. Online at Schwann Buick GMC. .com at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Never any pressure. Great crew. Steve and the team, they will They'll work with you. We'll get it done for you.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for the one and only Scott Henn. I want to say thank you so much for being a part of the show today. It really has been just an incredible, incredible show. Ron Ness putting out some great information, other guests as well. And I think we all can see that, look, we are at a pivotal, pivotal time in our nation and our world. Thus, the State of the Union tomorrow night. It's going to be fascinating to see what exactly takes place there and if Joe can, you know, get through an entire speech. He doesn't take any questions ever, so that's, you know, not going to be anything new for him. Number to call into the show, 800-228-0550. We're going to get to your calls, 800-228-0550. Jamie out of Bismarck, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. It's great to hear from you.
Hey, bud. Good, man.
You too. Good hearing you on the radio. Hey, how you
Thank
doing,
you.
Kevin?
Good, man. What's up?
I got two things I want to touch on. Firstly, I'm going to give Ukrainian a quick history lesson about turning your guns over and your weapons, and you feel safe. If Biden told me and everybody owns an AR-15 to turn them in, and that was going to be it, that's all he wanted, and he's going to keep us safe the rest of our lives, would you believe that? I'm pretty sure he wouldn't, because there's never enough for people like him. And number two, when you had Ron Ness on talking about banks discriminating against oil companies, while Kevin Cramer also has a bill in there that his banks are discriminating against firearms manufacturers and gun shops. And in fact, some credit card companies are doing it. You know, if you own a gun shop or if you produce firearms or anything for firearms, you know, they're starting not to give you loans. So a lot of people, I think Cramer introduced that bill in 2021. Maybe when he's on again Friday, Kevin, you can ask him about it, but I can't remember what it is anymore. But I don't know if he's got enough sponsors for it or what. I mean, not like it's ever going to pass with the Democrats running the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's worth noting. I mean, they're like, because Chris was making the point that they're doing to oil companies what they did to the NRA, and that's exactly what they're doing. You know,
thank you.
They're doing it with the banks.
And so, what I want,
have a good day. Good talking to you.
You too, Jamie. Appreciate that phone call. That was the perfect lead-in. Were you going to say something, Kevin?
I just hear, you know, when we talk about this, I just think long game. We've been playing the short game for so long. We worry about what's going to be next week or next month or, you know, even next year. These people are playing decades ahead. I mean, they are their plan. If you buy into the Great Reset and all of the thing, like Glenn, I'm reading, listening to Glenn Beck's new book now. I'm about a quarter of the way through it, and a lot of it just is jaw. I get goosebumps.
This is
thinking about some of it.
The perfect.
If it's real, I think it is. A lot of it. It's more than just a bit concerning.
This is the perfect lead-in. And I'm going to cut you off because I think we've got another 2 minutes, but I want people to listen closely. The Great Reset, it said, this is the World Economic Fund saying in 2030, you will own nothing and be happy. Jamie just talked about discrimination. We started the show talking about freedom. If you don't have access to your bank account and your resources, how free can you be for how long? Not very long. And you look at this ESG scores that Ron Ness talked about, right? They're already looking at social credit scores to determine, hey, is this someone who's got a low enough carbon footprint that I feel comfortable loaning money to, giving access to capital? Folks, what happened in Canada, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what is. You've got a prime minister that stands up and says, I'm going to influence the Emergencies Act so that you no longer can access your capital. We're going to cut off your credit cards. I bring all this up because, look, I don't know where you stand on this topic. All I'm saying is please educate yourself when it comes to cryptocurrency. Because within crypto, you can actually debank yourself and become your own bank. You get your own. It's called a cold, hard wallet. You got to understand the security, and I can help you do those things. But you can debank yourself to become your own bank, and now you can start to transfer and utilize resources without a bank. And that's where this thing is going. And I'm not saying we're going there today. I'm not saying we're going there tomorrow. All I'm saying is, Kevin just mentioned, they are playing the long game. I'm asking you, I'm inviting you to play the long game as well. You don't put all your resources into this. I'm not suggesting that this is not financial information. All I'm saying to you is understand what's available in that arena from the standpoint that you can actually debank yourself so that now you don't have to worry about discrimination. It's a very powerful conversation. We're going to talk about it more on my show today at 4 o'clock, the Chris Berg Show, if you want to join us. And it's such a critically important topic because these central banks are going to centralize all the power. They're going to limit your ability to access your banks. They're going to limit your ability to access capital. And Canada, I mean, one of the most benign nations we thought on the planet.
Yeah.
And this guy, just because someone had a different point of view, says, hey, I don't like you. I'm going to cut off your credit card.
Well, and a lot of differences between the U.S. and Canada with our constitution and the laws and different things. But
really?
Spot on.
Did you see what happened with Governor Walz and the Emergency Powers Act?
Right? The Emergency Powers.
Yes.
You just said the two words that it's all about.
It's all
they
about
can
that.
Circumvent all of this with emergency powers.
And that's exactly what Trudeau did. So that was a test run of my eyes. Again, join us today at 4 and, of course, always right here on What's on Your Mind Radio. Have a blessed day.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow. Scotty's back tomorrow. Have a great day, and keep the faith. Keep fighting.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.